Could New York use a New Deal-style program to bring jobs to the flood of people who lost employment due to the COVID-19 pandemic? Senator Rachel May is taking the idea to the state Senate, while Assemblymember Patricia Fahey introduced the bill in the House. Fahey says action at the state level is needed to help the most vulnerable.
Recessions in general widen inequality. So we are making some backward steps because of the pandemic and now the protests that have led to the destruction of some small businesses. We need this now more than ever. We need to give people hope. We need to break that feeling of desperation.
The measure would hire people for projects similar to the WPA of the 1930s and 1940s. Supporters want those projects to focus on coronavirus contact tracing, agriculture, and art and media projects to improve communities. May says another focus could help the economy and the future of climate change.
Green energy, retrofitting our homes, we need to do that on a grand scale for energy efficiency now. And that's an area where employing young people in good jobs is a real possibility. And then our theaters, our museums, our artists of all kinds are really, really struggling in the pandemic. And we need to support them. And through them, we'll support ourselves.
Tom Nardacci is a small business owner and recalls road and parks projects supported by the WPA. Those were innovative at the time, and now he supports making similar investments.
And the green economy, things that we've been maybe afraid to do because the private sector can only risk so much sometimes. So we need more public money to go into more innovative projects.
He adds many businesses that receive stimulus loans or grants are not likely to hire back all the workers they let go. May knows such a plan will be costly.
But it's way more expensive to have so many people unemployed. They're not paying taxes. They're not patronizing local businesses. They are uninsured. The costs of not doing this are, I think, way higher than the cost of doing this.
She adds many young people would gain job skills that will help with long-term recovery. The pandemic has cost New York more than 2 million jobs, impacting low-income workers at a much higher rate. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.